Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we are going to stay in Isaiah 52, 1 to 3. The scripture is actually a wake-up call . It's as if the Spirit of God is saying, before you understand Jesus' death and resurrection, then you must wake up. So the chapter begins like this: awake, awake. And it gives an imagery of a people who are sleeping. If you go to the book of Matthew chapter 25, you understand that all of the 10 virgins who stand for the church of the Lord, they all slumbered and they slept, because they have been waiting for the bride, for Jesus, to come for a long time. And they waited and waited, and it is not easy to wait for something. In fact, it is not part of the church, but all of them, all the 10 virgins, they all slumbered and slept. But at midnight, the Bible says that there was a cry made. When there was darkness all over, when there was difficulty all over, when there was sin all over, everybody slept. But a call came that the bridegroom is coming. And so they all woke up. Are you paying attention here? Hallelujah.
Amen.
They all woke up.
I
believe that that is where the church of God has come to. That before our Lord comes, we have to be awake. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so there was a two wake up call made. There were two make up calls made. They said, awake, awake. That should tell you that the people were really asleep. I know somebody who, when he sleeps, you have to pelt him with stones before he gets up. Wow. The question is that, what should the church be awake to? And what should the church be awake from? We must be awake from something. And we must be awake to something. I want to show you what we should be awake from. It's in the same Isaiah 51 and verse 23.
Now our Isaiah is a little apart.
It says this: but I will put it into the hand of those who afflict you, Who have said to you? Listen, some people have said to you, lie down that we may walk over you. And you have laid your body to, like the ground. And as the streets for those who walk over. The Bible is speaking about the church or the people of God. It just tells us that somebody came along and said that, lie down that we will walk over you. And the Bible says that the people of God, they lay themselves, their bodies to the ground for people to walk over them. And it was even public in the streets. They became like the streets on which other people who were not the people of God will walk over them. Ladies and gentlemen, nobody can put you down unless you yourself, you bend your back to the person. People can physically put you down, but what is in your heart and what is in your mind is very important. It is important for us not to lie down and become a doormat for everybody to walk upon. Hallelujah. There are people who point hands to some people and say that they are the people who are the cause of our downfall. Nobody is the cause of your downfall. When they say lie down that we will walk over you, you bent your back and you lay down on the streets for them to walk over you. We have lied down to all sorts of things, ladies and gentlemen. We have lied down to sin, that sin will walk over us. We have lied down to confusion. We have lied down to lack of harmony and disunity. We have lied down to even hatred in the church of God. Hatred and envy. And strife. But above all, we have lied down to deception and religion. And we have thought that it is okay if we lie down. But God is telling us something. That although what was walking over you was religion, my church, it is time to awake to something. It is time to awake to something. So he says, awake, awake. We have lied down in our weaknesses. We have lied down in our poverty. And poverty has walked over the church. Almost publicly. And everybody sees it that these people, they live in lack. But we claim we have a God of abundance and there is abundance in heaven. How are we preparing ourselves for the abundance of heaven if we live in lack here? God is saying, awake, awake. Put on. In other words, when we were lying down, we were lying down in our weaknesses. Yes, you have weaknesses. The church has weaknesses. But God said, awake and put on your strength. That means that you are strong already. That means that you are strength already. Put on. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is telling us to awake and to put on our strength. You notice in the scripture, it didn't say put on strength. It said put on your strength. Because although you're saying to me, you may be lying down and all sorts of things are treating you like you do not belong, like part of the people and all that. I came to tell you that you have strength within. Oh, yeah, you have the strength. These are the people who go. These are the people who have the strength. I came to talk to you that you strength. Just put it on. What should we wake up from? We must wake up from our weaknesses. What should we wake up to? Look at the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 34. Keep your hands in Isaiah 52. We will come back. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 34. What should we be awake to? The Bible always interprets the Bible. It says, awake to righteousness and do not sin, for some do not have the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. Awake to righteousness. Awake to righteousness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There are many people who are asleep to righteousness. But the Bible says, awake to righteousness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is where your strength is. The Bible says that when we were without strength, in due time Christ died for us. Jesus is strength. I said Jesus is your strength. Awake to the strength to hide us. Too many people are looking at themselves. Their performance yesterday. Their performance last year. Their performance before they came to church. They are awake to that. And they are asleep to Jesus, who is their righteousness. But the Bible says that up to righteousness. In other words, be fully conscious of the fact that you are righteous in Jesus. Hallelujah.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through practical living, teaching, and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
That is what your mind be full of. You must be awake to Jesus. You must be awake to righteousness. You must be awake to prosperity. You must be awake to health. You must be awake to the exemption from punishment in this world. You must be awake to favor. Do not be asleep to favor. You must be awake to blessing. Do not be asleep to blessing. And let the curse walk over you. So that publicly everybody sees that, oh, you are not living well. Ladies and gentlemen, let us wake up to the victory we have in Jesus. Stop looking at yourself. Look at your real self. Your real self is Jesus. He is your strength. The Bible says that put on your strength. Because you have the strength already. The Bible says be strong in the Lord. It didn't say be strong in your effort. Be strong in your wisdom. No, there is no strength in that. You cannot be strong in your own name. Your name has no power. Your name is not respected. In the corridors of heaven. In the corridors, maybe among men also. But there is a name that gives you strength, Church of God. There is a name that gives you strength, believer of Jesus. That name is Jesus. Put on the Lord Jesus. Look at the book of Romans chapter 13. And then verse number 12. For context, let's go to verse 11. And do this, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. It is high time to awake out of sleep. For now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The night is fast spent. The day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness. And let us put on the armor of light. Please underline armor of light. Let us walk properly as in the day, not in revelings and drunkenness, not in lewdness and lust, not in strife and envy. These are the things that are walked over of the Lord. Verse 4, Jesus. But put on the Lord Jesus. He is strength. He is your armor. He is the one that you have to be strong to face life, in order to face the devil, in order to face whatever thing, because the troubles of life will come. Jesus is your armor. He is actually the armor of God. Anytime God wants to fight, he enters into Jesus and he faces the enemy. Because he fights his word. He fights darkness with his word. And he uses his word to fight the darkness or sickness in your life. He uses his word, who is Jesus, to kill destruction in your body. Jesus is the armor of God. God clothes himself. He is God's armor that he clothed himself in to face the devil on this earth, under the earth, to defeat the devil. Put on your strength. He is the armor of light. Ladies and gentlemen, I came to tell you that light is an armor. When God dresses dressed up in his armor. Who is Jesus? All that you see is light. You may think that darkness is an armor. No, right. Light is our armor, Church of the Lord. Light is talking about the Lord Jesus. He is a light that has the light of life. He came from the Father of lights. He came shining that light to us. He said, I say to you, I am the light of this world. Light is an armor. Gentlemen, we must wake up to righteousness, to our strength, which is the Jesus. We are not that we have health. Because many people are away to sickness, eh? They are not away to health. They are away to poverty more than to prosperity. They look all around them, and it is all people who lack. God wants you to lift up your eyes. God wants you to lift your eyes. Don't look to the ground, ladies and gentlemen. Lift up your eyes to the cross. Lift up your eyes to Jesus. And be awake to the fact that He became poor on the cross for you, that you will have provision and abundance in this life. So little thinking must be put aside. And abundance of provision must be your normal thinking. Maybe I should break this down for you. That you think that when you have hatred and you have envy and there is strife, then that is where your strength is. That is not it. Should I show you where your strength is? How many people want to have the strength that God wants them to have? Ladies and gentlemen, your strength is in the love walk. I will say it again. The world will see that light and love, you know, when you walk like that, people are going to defeat you, the system will defeat you, and your business will go down. No, it will not go down. Apparently, there is a cost to love, and you will see that certain things you are losing. But I'm telling you that when you walk in the love that Jesus came to show, it is the armor of light, and the devil cannot stand it. You may seem to be going down, but you are going to pop right up. Light is an armor. Progress is an armor. When you are standing at one place, you are just armored, if you like, my own way. No, you are weak. When you are making progress, you have light. Light stands for development. That is where you put on the armor of light. It shines in the face of your enemies. The love walk shines in the face of your enemies, and they cannot stand it. It is not the normal human being's armor. This one is the armor of God.
No.
Wake up to victory. Wake up to righteousness. Let your mind be full of it. Let your heart be full of it. Let your mind be full of the fact that you are prosperous and blessed. That you are favored and there is no punishment that comes upon you. Because he took the punishment of your sins on himself on the cross. So be full of favor. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You may be down now as you listen to me. But I want your heart and your mind to be full of what Jesus has done for you. That is where your strength is. Put on your strength and stop looking at yourself. Some time ago, the Lord showed me, maybe I should break down righteousness for you. Go to the book of Romans chapter 6. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Romans chapter 6, verse 19. I speak in human terms because of the weaknesses of your flesh. For just as you presented your members as slaves for uncleanness. No, you presented your members like your hands, your legs, your eyes, your nose, you know, your body parts. That's your members as slaves of unrighteousness to sin. So now, can we all say now? Now, it is not tomorrow. Now, present your members as slaves of righteousness for holiness. Do you know what you are in Christ? You are a slave of righteousness. Awake to the fact that you are a slave of righteousness. That means that you cannot help it but to get it right. Be aware to the fact that as for you in your life, every day you get it right. That is what righteousness is about. Operationally, that you are right. You are a slave of righteousness. I came to tell somebody. So awake to that fact. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, righteousness over there is talking, it's a very generic word. There are plenty of things that are derived from righteousness. Like success, like health, like victory, like prosperity. They all come when you get it right. When you are a slave of righteousness, you are a slave of victory. That means that you can't help it but to be victorious. Victory is in your DNA. I came to tell you that you know no failure. In Christ, you are a slave of victory. That is why you want to fail, but you cannot fail. Believe me, I have tried it before, both when I was a student and when I was working. I tried to fail, but I see that failure is far away. Have you tried to fail a paper before? Have you tried not to come on top of the class before? I have tried. and I realized that I am a slave of success. That there's no way I can go down. Not because I'm sufficient in myself. I have put on my strength. I am not looking at myself. I am looking at somebody who took my place on the cross. And I just tried to be strong in the Lord. And in the power of his might, the devil may come against you. But I tell you, God will not leave you the way that the devil meant.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.